winter or else you're starving to death. You can't do that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Keep the business going all year.
All right. You've talked to my wife again, apparently, so now I have to make all these phone calls. Thank you very much, Al.
Okay. Good talking with you.
Talk to you next week. Have a great Easter. What's the dinner? What's the meal for Al War on Easter?
Ham.
Ham. Okay.
I take any occasion to have a ham.
All right. Is this a traditional Virginia type ham or just a?
Just a regular ham.
Regular old ham. Okay.
Regular ham, as long as it's fresh.
Okay.
I don't like those that they fill up with water.
The infused it, right. Okay. So this is a cured one from... Excellent. All right. Well, you have
cured from Virginia is a different world. That's good.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Yep.
Well, you have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week. All right. Take care, Al. Thank you. All right. That's Al War. Business with Al. Al War giving insight into... home projects. Time to do the honeydew lists. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunting in just a moment.
Care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
It's been nearly 90 years since a U.S. president stepped foot in Cuba.
But President Obama now on the ground. This is his second day of the three-day visit. He plans to meet with Raul Castro today. The 2016 presidential campaign rolling on tomorrow. Contests being held in three more states. Democrats and Republicans casting votes in Arizona's primary and Utah's caucuses. Democratic voters going to be caucusing in Idaho. Donald Trump speaking tonight at AIPAC. That's an annual pro-Israel conference. Rabbi Rick Jacobs with the Union for Reform Judaism says he doesn't plan to be there.
As a way of saying that we are deeply, deeply uncomfortable and disturbed by the tone and content of this election.
Dozens of rabbis planning to boycott Trump's speech, accusing him of...
Internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Well, it's not a sight you see every day, but the tale of the tape shows an Easter Bunny getting into a brawl at a North Jersey mall.
Oh, show us the Easter Bunny! Oh, the Easter Bunny throwing hands!
Ah, this rabbit was at the Newport Mall in Jersey City to shake hands and pose for pictures, but police say something set him off. Cell phone video shows the costume character removing his head with its floppy ears and throwing punches at a man in a brown shirt. Security guards had to separate the bunny and the customer. No word yet on what started the mall brawl. Well, in Connecticut, a police department there training to handle a specific situation. Officers learning how to help autistic children who wandered away from home. Cheshire Town Councilor Liz Lanahan helped organize that training.
I want to make sure that when the officer goes out to respond to a wandering child, that they do so with care for those sensory issues that they have, so that we don't risk the child running away faster, farther, longer.
The program created by Autism Speaks. A new smaller iPhone expected to be unveiled today. Apple sending out invites for an event scheduled for later today on its campus in California. Apple using similar events to introduce new gadgets. It's expected the tech giant will use the event to show off a new iPhone with a 4-inch screen. And a proposal to ban smokeless tobacco goes before the New York City Council's Health Committee this week. Fans and players at Citi Field and Yankee Stadium could soon be banned from using smokeless tobacco. USA Radio News, powered by WesternJournalism.com.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Time is 8:07, time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. Current conditions right now, 29 degrees, fog and mist in the area, no wind, or very little wind from the north. Today is March 21st, Monday, 2016. Mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 50. Light northwest wind increasing to 10 to 15 miles an hour in the morning. Mostly clear tonight with a low around 27, northwest 5 to 10 miles an hour, becoming light west after midnight. On Tuesday the 22nd, mostly sunny with a high near 53, light variable wind, becoming southwest 5 to 10 miles an hour in the morning. Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 67, calm wind, becoming west at 5 to 7 miles an hour in the afternoon. Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 60. On Friday the 25th, showers likely before noon, cloudy with a high near 63. Chance of precipitation is 70%. And finally, Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 55. That is Good Morning Hunterdon, and that's Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather.
To 40 pounds in 40 days guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days guaranteed. This is not a crazy exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost resonant frequency technology to measure 100 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Yeah.
Good morning, Hunter and Big C. You're coming live from the Hunter Chambers Grammar's offices in Flemington, New Jersey. We're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. It's my job to get you out and about on your day. Going to work, going to school, and your earns. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're the world, we're on over the air, we're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, Big Spire Chamber of Commerce. And we're all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. Well, it's been a while since we have actually had a show on the 21st of March. And on the 21st of March, two real music, best music composers ever, Bach and Mazursky, were born. And so this is the Great Gate of Kiev from Pictures at an Exhibition. It is 10 after 8. It's time for us to look at traffic and find out what's going on with our Hunterdon County roads. So register with HRTTMA.com to get your alerts just like I do. There's nothing out there right now. With the fog and the mist and a little bit of slick roads, that's good news. Keep it that way. Good morning, Hunterdon. Hunter Chamber Radio Traffic. What is on HuntChimber.com schedule for today? I'm on till 10. I have Michelle Heide on at 8:30. We'll talk with Al Warr at 8:40, in business with Al. Michelle will give us insight into the markets, and we're finally back in the positive territory. At 9 o'clock, I have an interview with Ronnie Weil, who I've had on in the past. She is the executive director of the Hunterdon, the Raritan Valley Community College Foundation. And you'll learn all about how the foundation helps students, as well as how Ronnie helps people create legacies by providing opportunities for those students over at Raritan Valley Community College, either by putting in new facilities or by helping with scholarships. It's a very insightful and informative interview. And you'll also learn about some of the upcoming events that Ronnie Weil and her staff have put together to achieve those goals. So listen to that from 9 to 10. At 10 o'clock, well, it's 11 o'clock, it's Chef Bill's Table. Chef Bill Kinslow comes over here from Jake's, and he also was a teacher at the Polytech, and he also runs the Connections Cafe over there. So listen to Chef Bill to learn about the latest tips, tricks, advice in the kitchen, and I'm sure he's coming up with Easter. It's an Easter show, and he'll probably give you some great insight into some great recipes for an Easter dinner. We have Mental Health Matters on from 2 to 3. That's Larry Cartwright, an award-winning show helping people get support for brain injuries and brain illness. So Mental Health Matters, Larry Cartwright and friends come on from 2 to 3. At 3 to 4, it's the Hunterdon Medical Center on the air. Either Chris Phelan or Larry Cartwright do the interview for that, and they talk with people over at the Hunterdon Medical Center about the people, places, and programs that are going on over there at the medical center. Hot in Hunterdon, Georgine Trinkle brings information about the latest viewpoints and ideas and things making headlines all about Hunterdon County, and we got tons of them. So stay tuned for whatever Georgine is talking about there. And Ruth Ann's Celebration Hour, Ruth Ann Brown comes on, and she always brings a great guest and informative piece of information with an interview from 5 to 6. That is the entire HuntChimber.com lineup. It is all there on the HuntChimber.com website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, our LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunterdon Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HuntChimberRadio.com. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more in just a moment.
Thank you. is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hiding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hiding Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hi, this is Betty Buckley from the Broadway show Cats. This is Memory. I heard it's coming back in New York. I'm going to have to see if we can catch that. BrandyLocks.com, celebration observances for the week and the day. It is American Chocolate Week. It is Health Information Professionals Week. International Face Syndrome Awareness Week. That's PHACE. National Animal Poison Control Prevention Week. National Button Week. National Inhalant and Poisonous Awareness Week. It's World Folktales and Fables Week. Act Happy Week starts today, along with Welderly Week, taking care of the elderly by making them well and keeping them well. Week of solidarity with the peoples struggling against racism and discrimination. Tsunami Awareness Week starts tomorrow. And for today, one of those days when we pile everything into the same day. Afghanistan Day, International Day for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination. International Day of Forests and the Tree. International Day of Nowruz. N-A-N-O-W-R-U-Z. It is National Common Courtesy Day. National Day of Action on Syringe Exchange. National Renewable Energy Day. It's WE Day. National Single Parent Day. Poetry Day. Spring Fairy Fun Day. Twitter Day, Welderly or Welderly Day, and World Down Syndrome Day, along with Memory Day. Celebrations and observances for the week and the day from BrownieLocks.com. Pick something on this new spring day. Get involved.
balconies, the stale cold smell of morning.
Vitamin C comes from NJ.com, and here's a way to take care of racial discrimination. Craig Turpin of NJ Advanced Media for NJ.com on the 16th reports that New Jersey powwow to draw hundreds from tribes across North America. Where is this going to be? Well, you'll be surprised. It's going to be in your own backyard. Parents and educators often teach children that to understand different ways of life, they need to leave our shores. Patrick Littlewolf, a member of the Tuscarora tribe and Raritan Valley Community College student, is out to change that notion. He is one of the organizers of the Painted Faces in the Valley Spring Powwow, a major cultural event focused on educating the community about Native American life. The powwow will be held Saturday, April 9th, from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Raritan Valley Community College. It's at 118 Lamington Road, and through dance, music, crafts, food, the event will celebrate the traditions and heritage of Native Americans and their contributions to our history and the landscape of our society. Little Wolf is a decorated U.S. Army veteran who served tours in Iraq and Afghanistan and grew up on the Tuscarora Reservation in Niagara Falls, New York, and also lived with family in North Carolina. His upbringing, he says, included both Native American and Christian traditions. My family wanted me to have an understanding of living in both worlds, he explains, adding that he decided to follow the Native American way of life. As a community college, we are dedicated to bring together all peoples to share traditions and learn from each other, said College President Michael J. McDonough. Our commitment to diversity enriches the intellectual environment on campus and in the community and fosters a greater understanding of our global society. In addition to providing the community with an educational event, the powwow will offer Native Americans, including those from New Jersey, the opportunity to reconnect with their fellow Native Americans from all over North America through their shared ritual, music, and dance, according to a news release. The powwow is being presented by the college and Raven's Wing Productions, a Native American company of dancers, teachers, storytellers, and crafters, co-owned by Little Wolf and Emily Jeffries. The powwow will also feature approximately 150 dancers from tribal nations across the United States, Canada, and Mexico. The public will be treated to the talents of Native American singers, dancers, and drummers, as well as crafts and food vendors representing tribal nations across North America. The Native American culture will also be represented in the display and sale of Native jewelry, artwork, clothing, quill work, leather, and more. When Little Wolf began his college studies a few years ago, he says he was excited about the diversity at Raritan Valley Community College, but soon realized that the contributions of Native Americans were often being overlooked. Little Wolf then consulted his clan mothers, who encouraged him to make his mark at the college. His first project was organizing a Veterans Day program honoring Native and non-Native warriors. The powwow is a far more ambitious project that he is organizing with Emily Jeffries and RVCC professor of anthropology, Stephen Kaufman. The powwow, says Little Wolf, will focus more on education and less on competition. A highlight of the day will be the celebrated grand entry of dancers of noon, featuring a procession of dancers of various styles representing their respective nations behind the Eagle Staff, which will be carried by Chief Mark Gould of the Nanticoke Lenni Lenape Nation and accompanied by Sister Nations Color Guard, a group of Native American women veterans representing various tribal nations. The Color Guard will present the colors in Native regalia alongside other Native American veterans and elders, Dennis Zodi, and serve as Master of Ceremonies. Zodi is a Kiowa, a San Juan Pueblo in Santee, Dakota, and is a member of the Kiowa Gord clan. He is a descendant of Sitting Bear and No Retreat. Both principals were chiefs of the Kiowa. Little Wolf will serve as head male dancer and will be joined by Chelsea Fish of the Lakota and Seminole Nations, who will serve as head female dancer. Other scheduled performers include nationally recognized drum groups, Silver Cloud, Singers, War Paint, Wild Band, Red Blanket, and Medicine Horse. World champion hoop dancers, the Singwa family dancers, and the Haudenosaunee smoke dancers. Eagle Pines Falconry, featuring Master Falconer Anita Yates, will bring winged wonders from around the world. The powwow will conclude with a special closing ceremony at 6 p.m. The program will culmination of 2 days of celebration at Native American culture that will begin with the School of Painted Faces and the Family Spring Powwow on April 8th. It's amazing. That's all going on. And I will be, Ms. Stephen Kaufman has invited me to be there, and so I'll bring my radio equipment and we'll see what we can do. So it's a great opportunity to investigate and broadcast about Native Americans and hope we can reduce discrimination and bring awareness. That is all about vitamin C for today. It's time for celebrity birthdays.
We sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
Oh. March 21st, 2016, and we have actor in Life of Pi, Suraj Sharma is 23. Miss USA 2011, Alyssa Campanella is 28. Gran Torino, Scott Eastwood is 30. On The Walking Dead, Sonequa Martin Green is 31. Searching for Bobby Fischer, Max Pomerantz is 32. From The Terminal, Winnie Bell is 35. From Scandal, Stephanie Black, 35. Dancer and actor of You Got Served, Keith Federline is 38. Rachel McFarlane is 40 from Family Guy. Ryan Biddy is 40 from Take Me Home Tonight. Actress in All My Children, Laura Allen's 42. 42nd birthday of Rice Darby from Yes Man. Joseph Maul is in Abraham Lincoln. He's 42. Pirates of the Caribbean movies, Vanessa Branch, 43. Model and actress of Apex, Lisa Ann Russell is 44. Jay Davidson's 48 from The Crying Games. Johnny Reese is 48 from Titanic. Cynthia Geary is 51 from Northern Exposure. The Devil's Own Paul Ronan is 51. Stepfather and the Phantom of the Opera, Jill Sholin is 53. Television show host, The Rosie Show, Rosie O'Donnell is 54 today. Ferris Bueller's Day Off, Matthew Broderick is 54. Cassie DePalva is 55 from We Are What We Are. Actress in The Cosby Show, Sabrina LaBelle, is 58. The Dark Knight, Gary Oldman, 58. Brad Hall is 58 from Bye Bye Love, the singer of Bye Bye Love. Stylistic lead singer, Betcha By God Wow, Russell Tompkins Jr., 65. Los Lobos bassist, Conrad Lozano, 65. Supertramp singer, Roger Hodgson is 66. Singer of Take Me Home Tonight, Eddie Money, 67. Timothy Dalton, License to Kill and Living Daylights is 70 today. Sly and the Family Stone, keyboardist Rose Stone, 71. Television announcer Alan Cater is 73. And As the World Turns, Kathleen Widows is 77. Those are our celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntrimmer.com. I'll get it on the show to celebrate. All right, we'll be right back. Michelle Heide's up next.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
President Obama scheduled to meet with Raul Castro in Cuba today. The meeting with the Cuban president happening on the second day of his three-day visit to the communist island. When he touched down in Havana yesterday, he stopped at the U.S. Embassy to talk to workers there.
It's been nearly 90 years since the U.S. president stepped foot in Cuba. It is wonderful to be here.
The 2016 presidential campaign rolls on tomorrow with contests in three more states. Democrats and Republicans casting votes in Arizona's primary and Utah's caucuses. Meantime, Democratic voters caucusing in Idaho. It looks like North Korea is test-firing weapons today. Reports say the communist state firing short-range projectiles into the sea. South Korea Joint Chiefs of Staff say the North firing projectiles that fell into the sea about 120 miles off the Korean Peninsula's east coast. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $5. That's two croissant for just $5 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're two for $5. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $5 croissant sandwich deal today, only at Burger King. Limited time only, price of admission there.
I'm Sean Hare, the site director at conservativetribune.com. Conservative Tribune is one of the most visited news sites in the world, and the reason is simple. Conservativetribune.com delivers edgy and bold commentary of the news every day. We are unapologetically pro-America, unabashedly conservative. At conservativetribune.com, we don't make apologies for who we are or what we say. If you're looking for more than boring stories and simple thought, visit conservativetribune.com. That's
conservativetribune.com. Trump scheduled to speak tonight at AIPAC, an annual pro-Israel conference. Rabbi Rick Jacobs with the Union for Reform of Judaism says he doesn't plan to stave Trump's speech.
As a way of saying that we are deeply, deeply uncomfortable and disturbed by the tone and content of this.
Boycott Trump's speech against hatred. An Indiana sheriff's deputy is dead, another wounded after a shooting yesterday. The Indianapolis Star. The two deputies were shot as they entered a mobile home to serve a search warrant for drug-related offenses. An unidentified suspect was also dead, though Indiana.
An interesting time to talk. St. Louis Fed President James Bullard will be speaking on economic inequality. In terms of corporate news, we had Starwood fighting off on an improved takeover bid for Marriott, so it does look like Marriott will be buying Starwood. If you recall, last week there was a Chinese firm that had offered a better bid than Marriott originally did, but then Marriott came back to the table, and it looks like Starwood signed off in a deal worth about $13.6 billion in cash and stock. And Starwood also announced some sort of arrangement in terms of operating some hotels in Cuba, which will be the first time since 1959. So that was interesting. And then we have Apple holding a new product launch today. So they're expected to unveil a new 4-inch iPhone, a new 9.7-inch iPad, new Apple Watch bands, and some software updates. So that's those announcements are going to be made throughout the day. They're doing their Cupertino, California headquarters event. And data-wise, we at 10 o'clock, we have existing home sales. The forecast is that they're expecting a drop of about 3%. Right now in Europe, we have the markets relatively flat. And here in the U.S., pretty much the same thing. The futures are relatively flat. We have Valiant stock continuing to meet some pressure. It's currently down about 4.5% in pre-market trading. So I know a couple companies have added it to their downgrade list, so that stock remains under pressure with all the issues they've been facing lately, so we'll keep an eye on that. And we do have a short trading week this week, so we have trading on Monday through Thursday, and then the markets are closed on Good Friday. But other than existing home sales, there's not too much on the economic calendar for this week. Same thing with still wrapping up a little bit of the last quarter of 2015 earnings, but that's pretty much coming to an end. And then a few weeks from now, we'll be talking about first quarter 2016 earnings. So,
wow. It's funny. We haven't even. This is the close. This is the December. Excuse me, 2015. I didn't even realize that we're so deep into 2016.
Right, and now the companies don't, you know, follow the traditional calendar, you know, of the January through December. So sometimes their quarters are a little bit in between the traditional, you know, calendar quarters. So.
Right. Well, it is postponed. I mean, they close their books. It takes a couple weeks, if not months, to do it. And I guess the only thing that's a little bizarre is that it just goes deep into March to hear about December.
Right, exactly. Like so long ago.
So long ago. You mentioned Marriott and Starwood doing something into Cuba. I just saw another headline, Priceline. Has the ability to do that as well.
Okay.
So it's heating up. And I talked with Diane Lane on Wednesdays, and she's been also bringing in insight into how the Cuban travel is starting to heat up. So it's definitely going to be a play at some point in the near future.
Yeah. Oh, very interesting.
Yep.
Cool. All right.
All right. So we're flat right now. We got some Fed
right now.
Presidents talking out of school, and we gave up everything and then got it all back now. So we start fourth month of 2016, the second quarter, pretty much where we started.
Right, exactly. So now we'll see where to go from here. You're the technical guy, so based on where we are at this point, and I think you talked a little bit about it last week,
right.
You know, when you have such a nice comeback from where we were, it's not unusual to have, you know, the next leg going down a little bit before we start that next leg moving forward.
That's right.
It's just a matter of trying to, you know, again, nobody knows the exact timing of it, so only time will tell.
Listen to Michelle. She's drinking the Kool-Aid. Watch out. Whoops. I just lost her. Oh, well, she was so excited she must have turned off. All right, that's Michelle Heide from Patton Heide Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Joe, Michelle, Jeannie, and Tony do the Some Things About Money show on Tuesdays at 11 o'clock. And Michelle helps me with the investment update, market update on Good Morning Hunter and HunterChamber.com. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Al War in just a minute. You're listening to Good Morning Hunter and on HunterChamberRadio.com. Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50. Affordable monthly rent is used, but your those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this month's rent.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center
has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing care to our residents. If refer you to over 300 of the best, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards. We're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the state of Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Well, it's Monday. It's time to talk with Al War, Business with Al. I have Al on the phone. He goes to an independent columnist for the Hunter County Democrat. And last week, Al, you gave me some insight into St. Patrick's Day. And I took your advice. I went over to Willie McBride's, and I had a great meal. And there was great Irish music. And lo and behold, a bagpiper came right in. We were just laughing about that on the show. And so he played, and everybody was doing a – he was actually very good, by the way. You know how there's some bagpipers that if they don't keep the steady stream of air as they compress the bag, it kind of sags the music. But he was very good.
Oh, yeah.
Very good. Yeah. So there you go. I took your advice and went right there, and boy, that place was packed. Holy
good.
Cow.
You got a good start to springtime here.
Yes, sir.
With we missed the snowstorm.
Yeah, we had a little bit, and it was just a quick reminder of that winter is over, and now it's time to get into real spring. But we've enjoyed that for a couple weeks now.
Yeah.
So where are we going today? Where are you taking me?
The season is changing. Well, when springtime comes, it's time to start tackling your honey-do list.
Uh-oh.
Which, there's...
You've been talking to my wife again.
There are always problems that pile up indoors and outdoors that have to be handled, and when the weather starts changing like it is now, then it's time to get at it.
Okay. Here we go. I'm buckling up now. Here we go.
Yeah, I talked to several people who specialize in all kinds of things. Bill Cummings runs Appliance Master of Central New Jersey, and he's a fair-sized operation with some 8 technicians and vans running around all over western New Jersey and into Pennsylvania. He told me that he'll handle calls up to Route 80, and in the north and in the south, down as far as 195, as well as into Bucks County in Pennsylvania. So it's a big area that he handles appliance repair and installation. He can take on all kinds of problems that you might be having with refrigerators and washers and dryers and other appliance problems.
Okay. I've used them in the past.
Models, by the way, not just the newer models, but also he'll tackle older brands as well. Mm-hmm. He's been around for years, and I think he told me that he started back in 1983. So he's seen all kinds of problems with appliances.
Well, nowadays the appliances have gotten more sophisticated, so he's got to deal with computer integrated chips and computer boards.
New problems,
yep.
They put chips in everything these days. So
yes, they do. Yes,
I often wonder if there's some chip tracking me as I walk around my house.
You never know. It sounds like a movie, The Truman Affair.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also talked to Bruce Turek. He's a handyman based in Ringo's, and he can handle all kinds of things from interior painting and tile work to hardwood flooring, power washing. He can repair doors and decks. In fact, he told me that he reglazes old windows in old houses, which is of interest to me because I live in a 100-year-old house. And he can replace the window weights, which the old windows have weights that counterbalance the window as you raise and lower it. So
yeah.
It's a different kind of a thing, and an expertise that is fast disappearing, I suppose.
Right. Yeah. You remind me that a lot of people have, you know, a full pane window, and then the cross. I don't know what the right word is. It's escaping me. That shows that's supposed to look like the segmented window is just. Goes in the outside, but you're telling me that your house has the glazing of each pane.
Yeah, the original windows with glazing and putty. It's a different technology, different era.
Yep.
There, which and then the windows have weights that counterbalance the window, and they travel up and down inside the wall of the window frame.
Yep.
So it's a real chore to try to tackle that kind of thing, but he does that.
Sure.
So he can work and he covers a big area of Huntington from Clinton to Lambertville and into Somerset.
Mm-hmm.
But he's based in Ringo's. But he told me that he's already scheduled jobs for the summer. So if you want something done, you have to get in touch with Bruce Turek quickly.
Okay. Yep. Wow.
You can. He's on Angie's list, so you can find him there. He does not have a website.
Mm-hmm.
But Bruce Turek, T-U-R-E-K. You can find him.
Okay. So he's down in Ringo's and. And he's on Angie's List, and Angie's List, for those of you who don't know, is a private list where you get recommendations from other homeowners.
People, who've used the service, whatever you're trying to deal with.
Right. So the handyman or anybody that's on there is competing for appropriate reviews so that you're getting somebody that you can count on.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, who else?
Sometimes you need furniture repaired. And I talked to Gilbert Van Wyck. He's an interesting guy. He spent many years, I think he told me a couple of dozen years or maybe more, in Germany and got a lot of European training on furniture refinishing. In fact, he said he had just finished doing or redoing six chairs. Four of them were 125 years old, and two of them were 150 years old. Now, like the windows, the technology was different 100 years ago, so the joinery is different, the way you take them apart. He said he had to take them all apart and then put them back together again. And that requires a specialist, somebody who knows what they're doing and what the experience they have in especially tackling the joinery of the furniture, the chair or the sofa or whatever you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, it's 125 and 150 years old. I don't think I want to touch them.
I wouldn't attempt to repair one.
Yeah.
In fact, I have a love seat in my garage that I've been carrying around with me for many, many years, probably 40 years, and it dates from the 1800s, and I need to give it to somebody like Van Wyck to redo, but I just never have done it. It's in the back of the garage, just sitting there, gathering dust.
And that's good.
He does work all over, from Warren and Huntington over to the Jersey Shore, so you can call him. And Gilbert Van Wyck.
Okay.
Which, you can find him on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Or call him.
He's got his own workshop.
He travels all over.
He's got his own workshop, Al?
Own workshop. He'll also do crown moldings. which is and custom carpentry as well as upholstery. So he's involved in more than just putting chairs together.
Sure.
He can refinish older furniture, and he told me he's very sensitive to the finishes. He always uses environmentally friendly stuff to refinish with.
Well, that's a tough chore because usually the chemicals you need to take the shellac off and the paint off is very caustic.
Yes, yes. You gotta be an expert to know what you're doing when you start to refinish old furniture.
Yep.
Yeah. And especially to be sensitive to the methods of construction that we use.
Yep. You just don't want to grab a wrench and start going crazy. You gotta know how it's intricately put together. And back then, it was a lot different construction. It was interesting to hear that he's also a carpenter. Because that they go hand in hand, you know. They
do. Carpentry is, of course, changed dramatically in the intervening years. 100 years ago, it was quite different. Everything was done by hand, pretty much. And these days, you have all kinds of power tools to help, but you got to know what you're doing when you start to use those things.
Right. Okay. Super. Anybody else?
Yeah, that was all inside the house. Mark Schlodecker is a landscape person who does all kinds of outside the house, spring cleanups, mulching, stone and gravel work. He can do a retaining wall or install a patio or a sidewalk, or lay pavers, do all kinds of things outside the house. And he can help you with landscaping design, which he's been involved in for many years.
Yep. A lot of I go through some trials and tribulations with landscaping, and we did our landscaping numerous years ago, and now we're starting to deal with the growth effect of that. Some of the trees were put too close to the house, and some of the bushes have overgrown the other bushes, and so you got to have somebody that understands not only making it look good when you put it in tomorrow, but how it looks good 10 years from now.
How it will look as it grows on. You're dealing with a living thing which changes year by year, slowly or fast. It can vary with the plant material you're using. So you have to know what you're doing and where you're headed in order to... I've put stuff out myself that I knew would only serve that purpose in that location for 5 years or so, and then... I would have to change it to something else.
Right.
Because everything changes.
That's right. Everything changes. Cool.
Mark also does indoor work. He handles the landscaping in the spring, summer, and fall, and then in the winter months he concentrates on a lot of indoor tile work, restoring bathrooms and kitchens and so forth. And he covers a wide area up including Warren and Morris counties. MarksLandscapingNJ.com. You can find him.
I hope he has another website for doing the inside stuff. No, seriously.
It'd be a little disconcerting to call a landscaper to do your bathroom. Huh?
Yeah.
You might end up with a tree in the bathtub.
Right. No, that's he's not doing himself a appropriate service by...
Yeah.
By not having another marketing campaign for that work.
Well, he's dealt with so many customers over the years, they know what he can do. So
sure.
They tend to call him back or refer him to other people.
Sure. Good. So, excellent.
A good way to handle the year, I suppose.
Yeah, you have to be diversified. You got to be realistic about your seasons and make sure you got work during this winter or else you're starving to death. You can't do that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Keep the business going all year.
All right. You've talked to my wife again, apparently, so now I have to make all these phone calls. Thank you very much, Al.
Okay. Good talking with you.
Talk to you next week. Have a great Easter. What's the dinner? What's the meal for Al War on Easter?
Ham.
Ham. Okay.
I take any occasion to have a ham.
All right. Is this a traditional Virginia type ham or just a
regular ham?
Regular old ham. Okay.
Regular ham, as long as it's fresh.
Okay.
I don't like the those that they fill up with water.
The infused it, right? Okay. So this is a cured one from. Excellent. All right. Well, you have
cured,
a.
From Virginia is a different world. That's good.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Yeah.
Well, you have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week. Last. All right, take care, Al. Thank you.
Bye.
All right, that's Al War, Business with Al. Al War giving insight into home projects. Time to do the honey-do lists. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Huntington in just a moment.
Care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Huntington Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Huntington Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.huntingtonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
It's been nearly 90 years since a U.S. president stepped foot in Cuba.
But President Obama now on the ground. This is his second day of the three-day visit. He plans to meet with Raul Castro today. The 2016 presidential campaign rolling on tomorrow. Contest being held in three more states. Democrats and Republicans casting votes in Arizona's primary and Utah's caucuses. Democratic voters going to be caucusing in Idaho. Donald Trump speaking tonight at AIPAC. That's an annual program. Israel conference. Rabbi Rick Jacobs with the Union for Reform Judaism says he doesn't plan to be there.
As a way of saying that we are deeply, deeply uncomfortable and disturbed by the tone and content of this election.
Dozens of rabbis planning to boycott Trump's speech, accusing him of
internet ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Well, it's not a sight you see every day, but the tale of the tape shows an Easter bunny getting into a brawl at a North Jersey mall.
Oh, show us the Easter bunny. Oh, the Easter bunny throwing hands.
Ah, this rabbit was at the Newport Mall in Jersey City to shake hands and pose for pictures, but police say something set him off. Cell phone video shows the costumed character removing his head with its floppy ears and throwing punches at a man in a brown shirt. Security guards had to separate the bunny and the customer. No word yet on what started the mall brawl. Well, in Connecticut, a police department there training to handle a specific situation. Officers learning how to help autistic children who wandered away from home. Cheshire Town Councilor Liz Lanahan helped organize that training.
I want to make sure that when the officer goes out to respond to a wandering child, that they do so with care for those sensory issues that they have, so that we don't risk the child running away faster, farther, longer.
The program created by Autism Speaks. A new smaller iPhone expected to be unveiled today. Apple sending out invites for an event scheduled for later today on its campus in California. Apple using similar events to introduce new gadgets. It's expected the tech giant will use the event to show off a new iPhone with a 4-inch screen. And a proposal to ban smokeless tobacco goes before the New York City Council's Health Committee this week. Fans and players at Citi Field and Yankee Stadium could soon be banned from using smokeless tobacco. USA Radio News, powered by WesternJournalism.com.